This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Can wages keep up with inflation? From Marketplace, I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. The World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland kicks off today, and attendees will be discussing, among other things, how to deal with a global cost of living crisis, including here in the U.S., where high inflation has been offset by rising wages, but there are signs those gains are slowing, and disproportionately so among people of color. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
When average pay started to really pick up around the end of 2021, people with lower-paying jobs saw some of the fastest wage gains. Valerie Wilson is director of the Program on Race, Ethnicity, and the Economy at the Economic Policy Institute. She says since Black workers are more likely to work in low-wage sectors,
the fact that there was more growth in that sector suggests that Black workers were beneficiaries of some of that increased wage growth in 2021.
But now, Wilson says inflation is outpacing wage growth. As a result, low-wage workers and workers of color are more vulnerable.
They have less savings, less other sorts of liquid assets that they can draw from to be able to make up the increase in prices.
And as the Federal Reserve continues to hike interest rates, it runs the risk of pushing the economy into a recession. Michael Mitchell is director of policy and research at Groundwork Collaborative. If a recession happens, he says workers of color would likely suffer the most.
When unemployment goes up, that disproportionately impacts workers of color. We know that these workers are more likely not only lose their jobs, but to see their wages fall or stagnate.
And when the economy starts to recover, Mitchell says those workers will have a harder time getting hired and recouping those lost wages. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
And we'll have more on inflation's role on the cost of living crisis in a few moments. First, Mexico has brought into force one of the world's strictest anti-tobacco laws by enacting a total ban on smoking in public places. The step, which was first approved in 2021, also includes a ban on tobacco advertising. The BBC's Will Grant reports from Mexico City.
Mexico's existing 2008 law, which created smoke-free spaces in bars, restaurants and workplaces, will now be extended to an outright ban in all public spaces in the country. That includes parks, beaches, hotels, offices and restaurants. There will also be a total ban on the advertising, promotion and sponsorship of tobacco products, meaning that cigarettes cannot even be on show inside shops. The Pan-American Health Organization has welcomed the step and applauded the Mexican government for implementing the ban. However, some smokers are dismayed at the draconian nature of the new law. Others have raised questions about the practicalities of enforcing the law. With police corruption so rampant in Mexico, many fear that rather than issuing real fines or punishments for smoking in public, some officers will use it as a pretext for taking bribes.
That was the BBC's Will Grant in Mexico City. Let's do the numbers. Well, Wall Street's closed today in observance of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Germany's DAX is up 0.3%. The FTSE in London is up 0.1%. The CAC 40 in Paris is up 0.2%. A global survey of households finds only 2 in 5 people believe they'll be better off in the future. The communications firm Edelman does this survey every year, and it found pessimism is highest in some of the world's biggest economies, including the U.S. The survey says there's more distrust of institutions such as government and business, especially among low-wage workers. Inflation is a key reason for all of this, and in the U.S., higher prices are hitting low-wage workers the hardest. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
39-year-old Megan Hullinger is a single mom with four kids. The youngest is three, the oldest 13. She lives in the mountains of West Virginia and works for a nonprofit doing outreach for people with addiction or mental health problems. She loves her job, but she says her salary of a little under $25,000 a year is no match for inflation.
No, not even close.
Hullinger's figured out that her everyday expenses, food, rent, gas, cost her $1,864 a month. But the 6.5% inflation rate means those same things now cost her an extra $121 a month. Hullinger did get a raise last year of around 3%, but that's half the inflation rate.
So it's effectively a pay decrease.
Hullinger says her landlord wants to raise the rent, but her budget is already cut to the bone.
Something's small and kind of silly, but I don't buy paper towels anymore. Just a million little things, you know, you buy generic when you can and, you know, you try to repair things instead of maybe buying when you would just go buy something brand new.
Still, inflation actually fell in the second half of last year. The price of some of Hullinger's necessities, including gas, is down. Nicole Smith is chief economist at the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce. She says falling prices mean workers' real earnings, that is, their pay after you account for inflation, that's actually rising.
And that's after 22 consecutive months of declining wages. So what we're seeing is it's moving in the right direction. We're not exactly there yet.
Take food prices. They're still up. The cost of eggs soared about 11% last month. Hullinger doesn't feel like her paycheck is going any further at the grocery store.
Now, even the cheap things are astronomical. I remember when you used to be able to get frozen vegetables, like a little bag of frozen vegetables for a dollar, you know, and now it's like $3.50.
But Hullinger may get a break on her food bill later this year. Brad Hirschbein, senior economist at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research, thinks inflation will keep coming down gradually. He says if that happens and the U.S. is able to avoid a recession,
I think it's possible that earnings for workers, even adjusting for inflation, could go into the black, could become positive sometime in 2023.
So whatever pay raise Hullinger gets this year could finally mean more money in her pocket. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And about the cost of food, the anti-poverty group Oxfam is calling for a windfall tax on food companies, akin to what the European Union has agreed to impose on oil and gas profits. Portugal is the only country so far to implement such a tax. It went into effect at the start of the new year. I'm Nova Safo with a Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.